This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Just joining us. Looks like Monday is upon us again, Victoria. 14th of September. Another day or two. We'll be halfway through the month of September and roaring toward fall. So the leaf peepers can go visit you on the beach. And they can visit me on the farm. I don't know what the leaf peepers are going to see where Jennifer is because of all the fires out there. We'll get the story behind that story in a moment or two. But what's what's with this business I saw? I don't know if you have paid attention to it or not, where a couple of police were beaten up and ended up in the hospital in Los Angeles. Did you see that?
I saw a story where two cops were shot in their car, and I think they're still looking for the gunman. Yeah. I don't know about. I didn't hear anything about beating, but I think that they were just targeted while they were sitting in the car.
Yep. So are there ramifications? What happens when those sorts of things happen?
If they find the guy, first
anger,
of all.
Yeah, but what creates the... So maybe you don't like what the police are doing, what some police are doing, but what is there, what kind of human motivation is there? Or are we developing a species of subhumans that are so tied to devices and games and those horrible... those violent video games that youngsters are playing? Somebody told me, a friend of mine actually, said that her son, who I think is 13, when they're not home with his husband and wife that work together, and the children aren't in school, so she knows that he has a video box and he's playing these games all the time. What does that do to trip whatever kind of light fantastic you have in your brain? Have you ever played video? I hear stories, more and more stories about girls playing these things, but go ahead.
Yeah, I played video games as a kid, but I never, ever, I liked...
What kind of games did you play?
Mostly race cars. I liked, you know, being on like a race car track or whatever, but I never was into the violent stuff, ever. And I don't know if girls are now. I don't really think so. You know, I have younger cousins, and the girls tend to play more like trivia games, or they play more interactive stuff, you know, like Sims, like alternate reality, where you have your own little avatar and goes through different worlds or whatever. Nothing violent, though. The boys still seem to be, even way more so now with this younger generation, they seem to be so into the violent video games. And look, I don't have kids, I don't want kids, but if I did have a kid and if I had a boy, there is no way that I would allow that.
Because I didn't have it. My children never had that stuff.
And they're everywhere now. And it was easier when we were kids because I don't know, I feel like our parents were a little more in touch with what we were playing. You know, I didn't have a TV in my room. The TV was in the TV room. And so my parents could easily walk through the room and see what we were playing. And I think that's now everyone has a laptop. Everyone has, you know, everyone's kind of locked away in their own bedroom. You don't really know how many hours kids are spending on these things. But to me, I don't know if there's hard science behind this, but to me there is no, it makes perfect sense that if you're playing violent video games, that you lose your sense of humanity in terms of when you're constantly killing people all day long on screen. You lose touch with where the fine line of reality and imaginary stuff is.
So,
and I
what
think
kind
that
of
that
people,
absolutely warps a kid's brain.
These protesters that descended on the hospital where they were fighting for their lives, they were chanting, "We hope you die."
This is more than video games, guys. This is people
sick.
Who are disgusting pieces of humanity. I mean, I've been just nauseous all
weekend.
One
of them is a 31-year-old mother, has a 6-year-old boy.
They were ambushed, and the response by our local officials has been ridiculous. You had the Mayor Garcetti, on with Jake Tapper over the weekend, and he said, "These police were attacked unprovoked." Now, let that sit in for a minute. What does that mean, unprovoked? They're police officers doing their job, and this is not about, I mean, as much as I'd like to say it's about video games, and maybe there is something to that, this is about hate. This is about people who are hateful of another
group
of people.
What creates the hate, though, Jen?
What do you think? I mean,
I know, but I want to get the discussion going.
Look at social media.
CNN
for one second, and you have people out there making it seem like the police are the enemy. And this is the problem. This is the problem that I think we and the three of us get into this every time. It's the problem that cannot be created. We have examples of police violence that need to be taken into account, that need to be investigated, and that need to be prosecuted in some cases,
right,
if it's necessary. But my God, the hate that is on social media right now for the police is ridiculous, and it's creating this. It's creating people who want to sit there and take the life of a mother who hasn't done anything, and then we have a yutz of a mayor who says, well, these police officers did nothing to provoke this attack. I'm sorry, that is irresponsible. He should be out of office today. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that.
What does that mean,
it's
though?
Spreading around the whole.
The unprovoked.
Exactly.
It means
that the police are provoking.
The shot just walked up.
He's playing into this idea that police are out there killing everybody, and it's a lie, and it's wrong.
I don't get that out of unprovoked. Unprovoked means they weren't doing anything.
Yeah. They weren't in the middle of an arrest.
So when is it okay to shoot a cop, Doug?
So that's the suggestion you think unprovoked
versus provoke? That's what I took from it.
Provoke? Yeah. I can't read the guy's head. Matter of fact, I'm looking at the number of people who are dead as a result of all these fires out there, the quality of the air, the situation with the politicians, the homeless. I'm thinking very seriously about not going to California this winter.
I'm thinking about getting out of here because my lungs are whistling this morning. I haven't been able to sleep. I've used my inhaler. I didn't use it during COVID. I've used it all this weekend because of the fires. And then we have the governor who's out there saying, well, this is just evidence, incontrovertible evidence that this is global warming. Dude, this was a pyrotechnic from a gender reveal and your problem for not cleaning brush.
I'm so sick of this.
You can believe in global warming all you want, but the reason your state is on fire is because you have terrible power companies, number one, but that's not this time. This is all about brush clearance. They haven't done anything to clean up. They haven't done anything to
not only California either. It's Oregon, up in Washington State,
so ridiculous
as well. But
I'm
some of this
up
stuff
this
is the worst.
Because I can't breathe. I'm suffering from a lack of oxygen.
Well, the pictures. When you look at all the major cities like San Francisco in broad daylight, you can't see anything. It looks like it's in the middle of the night.
We haven't had the sun since last Wednesday,
and it's not supposed
to clear up until Thursday. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you that my lungs are whistling right now as I talk to you, there's no moisture in the air. They kept me up last night wheezing because
everything's so dry, and the winds and that sort of thing.
We had hazardous air quality on the weather map. You know,
it's been a month.
Unhealthy, moderate, very
three
unhealthy,
and a half million acres
hazardous.
Have burned in the last month. 4,500 structures have burned to the ground, and the rain that comes in the wintertime may be the only thing that puts some of these fires out. So it just keeps going and going and going. Now, from it, I suppose if there's anything good, comes new growth and healthier growth. But in the meantime, what about all these homes?
This is the problem. Healthy growth, they're not actually controlling anything. So it's going to burn up, and then it's going to rain, and then it's going to get hot again. And in 2 years, we'll be having the same conversation.
So now the president's going there today. What's the outcome of that? Why?
Well, I think because we're going to need FEMA. We're going to need money because this is ridiculous. And I think we're already getting federal aid. So he's coming to survey the damage. I think there's going to be some roundtables as well in the center of California to figure out what can be done better. Remember, he was the one that was talking about clearing the brush, and Newsom pushed it off. Finally, Newsom said, yeah, maybe we need to do that. But he said that quietly because it's against his narrative about this being a result of climate change. So
what he's going to do is
probably tax more of California when what really needs to be done is some housekeeping.
There should be recalls all over the place. Portland has the worst air quality in the world or something pretty close to that. Los Angeles is there. in that
San
list
Francisco
as well.
San Francisco is third, yeah.
All the work that was done over the years, and even after COVID started, the air cleaned up nicely before all of this. And these people take no responsibility. San Francisco's in third place as far as unhealthy air quality is concerned. I'm serious. I am absolutely serious.
This is also in the world. This is not just in America.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
is in the
right.
world now.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
and I
horrible.
Would just ask this question. So I may disagree with Gavin Newsom about some of the facts around climate change, but what's better? What's better for climate change, brush clearing and trampling over your spine flower, or letting the whole state burn and infect the environment in a big way? I mean, what is better?
The environmental movement has produced some wonderful, great results and some sick thinking on the part of people who have no real estate. And that's kind of where we're all coming from. Go back to the police officer being shot. There's a shortage of common sense in leadership, in practicality when it comes to raising families and schools. We've just lost we are out of touch. And I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be backlash to both of these things. And one of the, as I said, I'm not kidding. I was talking about this with my children over the weekend. If there's no vaccine and people don't feel safe to go out or do anything, I don't want to go out there. I don't want to face the homeless again this winter like I did last winter out there. Do I want to be with my children, my grandson? Yep, absolutely. Do I love Southern California? Yep. I don't love this though. I don't want to live in this circumstance. And if I have a choice and want to be warm and I don't want to go to California, I'll go to Florida for the winter. But I'm not going to go on in this circumstance with all of this upheaval. Look at the, already almost 1 million people have left California this year to go move elsewhere, and cities in general. It's a mass exodus it's a whole cultural thing how people will be living now as they change the focus from living and working in the city to living in the country, working at home, or working. I think I said something last week about here, this community that I lived in all my life, 26 miles west of Boston. The amount of office space is being eaten up by people coming out of Boston. It's $20 a foot here versus 70 in Boston. There's no commute. And homes here, that's the only thing. Well, they're filling up the apartments that have been built, but there's no inventory in what they call Metro West for new housing and housing just on the market. Because people are moving out of cities for all kinds of reasons, mostly because their cities are crumbling. So you see this kind of stuff and you think, okay, is this going to change? Well, we need to understand the change is going to happen. But under what circumstances? Or is it a good reason or is it a bad reason? We have a lot of things that we're dealing with here. 19 past the hour. Food for thought. Monday. I was going to say the Jen, Victoria, and Doug show. That's kind of what it is.
Finally.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Up, rise, and shine on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or any other day. You can come up with a new day. It's Monday the 14th. This is Toots Hibbard, a singer who helped popularize reggae. His song from 68 was called Do the Reggae. He's 77, passed away over the weekend. Pioneer of reggae music. A lot of you think, as I did, that Bob Marley was the founder, sort of the guy who got reggae started. I think he popularized it. Is that a fair statement, Victoria?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Bob Marley became, because he recorded a lot in London, so he became an international star pretty quickly. And I think Toots stayed more on the Jamaican scene.
Do the reggae. You like reggae, Jennifer?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I can't say that I'm, like, jamming to it all the time, but...
Jamming.
Yeah.
Jamming, man.
She's jamming.
Jamming. So
know,
they both recorded...
When it's appropriate, like at a tiki bar, I'm in.
Yeah? How many tiki bars are there in Los Angeles?
Not many.
I wouldn't have thought.
Leave me alone.
That's The Redemption song was something the two of them did. They didn't do it together, though, right? They did separate recordings. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crank that up, Phyllis. See, for me, all reggae sounds the same. It's the same beat. You don't understand most of the lyrics, so it doesn't make much difference who sings the stuff. Although,
okay,
Bob Marley.
That's...
Well, I'm just telling you what my thing is.
Okay.
Yeah. I would... It's kind of like listening. Some people say that all of Taylor Swift's music sounds the same, or, you know, name.
A lot of pop music sounds the same, yeah.
Yeah, it does today.
And
to
I would say if you listen to polka, you'd probably think that all sounded the same.
Right,
too,
it does. Yeah.
I could tell you the difference between a Czech and Polish polka. Publicity split.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's
all right, so
a fun conversation.
Yes, right.
One of my talents taught to me by the late, great Bunky Horn.
Bunky Horn, okay.
My grandpa.
One of his songs called Pressure Drop was part of The Harder They Come, which was a film that came out in 1972. The song was covered by The Clash in 78. Became a hit then. Now, this guy had a lot of young fans. He was a staple on the road. Appeared on stage with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. to perform Luai Luai during a 2011 New Year's Eve bash in St. Bart's. He also was on Willie Nelson's album, Countrymen. His family broke the news saying it was the heaviest of hearts to announce that Frederick Nathaniel Toots Hibbert passed away peacefully, surrounded by his family. Cause of death not revealed. You said he had COVID.
I thought I read COVID a few months ago that he had COVID, but I could be wrong. But I that seemed to have stuck in my head.
All right. 26 after the DJV program with Jennifer Victoria Doug and 50 Cent, teaming up with Jay Mazzini, who's on Instagram, apparently. Surprising,
yeah,
those working at a Burger King in Queens with a $30,000 tip. Huh? What? This guy, 50, whose first name is Curtis, his real name is Curtis Jackson, stopped by the restaurant's drive-thru with Mazzini to give away the cash. There's some videos that are posted. You've seen them probably around. If you haven't, you can find them pretty easily. In the video, Mazzini, who's 24 years old, calls upon each worker at the Burger King to join him at the drive-thru window, where he asks the employees how they're doing. So he's a recognizable, all the kids in the Burger King would recognize this guy?
Pretty much. He's a local New York guy from Queens.
Right.
And he's huge on Instagram, so, yeah. Younger kids definitely knew who he was. So he, and everybody knows who 50 Cent is.
Was handing out cash?
Yeah.
Bundles?
Giving tips out. Mm-hmm.
Really? 50 Cent pulls out more cash from his pocket. 50 Cent posted about how this viral encounter took place. He said, Jay Mazzini is the real deal. He saw me in the hood yesterday, so we went tonight and showed everybody some love. So 50 Cent lives in...
Not to be mean, but does 50 Cent even have $50,000? Didn't he lose all of his money?
He seems to have gotten it back because he's been producing a lot of TV shows that are big hits. So
yeah.
But you're right.
He had
the $1 billion from Vitamin Water, right? And then he lost a lot of it. But I don't think he lost all of it. But yeah.
He produced that show Power. Really violent. He was in it, but he got off in it. I saw some episodes of it on the plane when I used to fly with some frequency. All right, 28 after the hour. You're listening to the Monday DJV program, celebrating today in lots of different ways.
Laugh more.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, pocket folders, comp books, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 25 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/19. In-store only. Limit 6. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
35 people are now known to have been killed by western wildfires, with dozens more people missing and feared dead. Most of the fatalities have occurred in California, where Cal Fire's Daniel Verlant says,
this weekend we've had a good opportunity with the lack of wind and more seasonable temperatures. Our firefighters have been making real good progress on 29 major wildfires that are burning across California.
But fires are also still raging in Oregon and Washington State, where winds are expected to pick up again today. Folks in Mississippi are being warned to prepare for Tropical Storm Sally, expected to be a hurricane when it strikes neighboring Louisiana early tomorrow morning. Forecasters warn Mississippi will be on the eastern side of the storm, meaning it will get the brunt of the rainfall and wind. In some spots, maybe 20 inches of rain. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A former New York City mayor is reportedly going to spend some big bucks of his own to help Joe Biden win Florida this November. The Washington Post is reporting Michael Bloomberg is planning to kick in at least $100 million to boost the Democratic hopeful's campaign in the Sunshine State. Bloomberg spent an estimated $900 million of his own on his failed bid for the White House earlier this year. A young Australian personality and conservationist is showing off the first photos of her new growing brood, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Television personality and wildlife conservationist Bindi Irwin has shared on social media an ultrasound of her first child as she's expecting with her husband Chandler Powell. She's the daughter of late TV personality Steve Irwin. The young couple is smiling with their eyes closed in the picture. Irwin is holding a baby kangaroo, and Powell has a koala in his arms. Irwin and Powell tied the knot in March and announced her pregnancy in August.
While CD sales have continued to decline, a new report from the Record Industry Association of America says records have finally outsold CDs for the first time since 1986. Records accounted for $232.1 million of music sales in the first 6 months of 2020. CDs brought in $129.9 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
At the hour, it's Monday, September 14th. You're in tune with what's going on because you got the DJV program on in your head. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here to speak visually. I was just thinking about the last half hour of the program, which all of you can catch anytime today that you'd like to at djvshow.com. The word pictures, the way we as professionals, I don't know that we even think it through. We're just the inspiration and the ability that we have, and anybody who's good on the radio, let's say you're doing a football game on TV, and you got the pictures right there, but if you're doing a football game or a baseball game on radio, you got to really do like Vin Scully was able to do so well, draw the word pictures, listen to all the words, and it comes naturally, I think, just as much. You don't practice, well, you do it, and then you're practicing it, I guess, in a manner of speaking, but the experiences that we're having around the fire, for example, or the experiences that we're having with COVID, all of us. Jennifer had it. Victoria's been very good about talking about how she has encountered it with people everywhere around her on the beach. And we're all thinking the same thing, basically. I'm not going to go to California if the circumstances stay as they are right now. I'm just not going. My daughter's coming here for Christmas for 2.5 weeks, so that'd be cool, and we'll see where we go from there.
You should really come for the low prices and the fresh air here in California.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I was going to come for Thanksgiving, but then if you're going to have Thanksgiving meal with anybody, you kind of have to have some kind of quarantine. And I'm not interested in spending that much time there, at least not that early. Although I don't know.
Have Thanksgiving dinner in the COVID den with us.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of the COVID den and what's going on, here's the good news. For those of you who listened to your Uncle Dougie and the rest of us talking about vitamins on the various health programs, gooddayhealthshow.com, you can listen to that every week. And almost every week, I don't think there's been a week that's gone by that we haven't talked about the value of vitamin D, Victoria. So now, what's the new study show?
Well, back in May, there was an initial study that found vitamin D deficiencies, people, if you are vitamin D deficient, that you have a higher risk of mortality if you catch COVID-19. So there's been a follow-up study that's just been published now in the Journal of Steroid Biochemistry and Molecular Biology, and it was conducted on 76 patients who had COVID-19 pneumonia, they called it, in Spain. The patients were split into two groups. Both received the same medical treatment based on hospital protocol. One group, however, was given a daily vitamin D supplement. It's called calcifidiol. And so it's a metabolite of vitamin D that appears in the blood naturally. And so it's not like a synthetic vitamin D that you just pop from over the counter. It's more in tune to like having, you know, if you take fish oil or a more natural food source of vitamin D. And so it turns out that I think only one out of the entire group of people who were given the extra vitamin D, only one of them died. And everyone else made it out of the hospital and out of the ICU. So there are a lot of doctors are saying that, you know, we talked about zinc being important, vitamin D. I don't think that vitamin D has actually gotten enough focus. Vitamin C has been, you know, remdesivir, things like that. The treatments that have been working that have gotten a lot more attention. But there are things you can do in your own life to boost your immune system, and vitamin D is so important. Get out of your sun if you can.
Are you ready for the numbers? Because as soon as, and this is something that I was already doing, thankfully for the most part, I upped my dosage of a couple of things. But the magic number, they say, at least from my doctor, who said immediately once you get diagnosed with COVID, you need to be on this. And I say, keep it up. I mean, I'm still doing mine, and I think everybody should be doing theirs too.
Yep.
5,000 IUs of vitamin D every single day. 3,000 of vitamin C and 50 milligrams of zinc. So 5,000 D, 3,000 C, 50 of zinc.
Vitamin B is important too.
The B vitamins.
Vitamin B,
yeah.
C,
yeah.
And D. Yeah.
But definitely, I mean, that's kind of the cocktail that they're, as soon as you get COVID, they're telling you. So if you start it now, it's really good for your immune
system. Ward it off.
I have to say, and maybe it's psychosomatic, I don't know, but I take that every single day, and that combination, for whatever reason, feels right to me. And we all know what happens when you take too many vitamins. You know, you see them on the other side, basically, and your body isn't absorbing them. They're just...
Follow the yellow brick road.
Right. You know what I'm getting at. I'm trying to be as kind. It's early in the morning.
That's okay. All
but
right.
With that particular combination, you don't get as much as that output, and that, to me, makes me feel like your body's actually taking it all in and using what it needs. So
when you see the people losing the battle, there was a story here locally about an elementary school teacher who had COVID-19 and passed away. The remote learning stuff, teachers' unions now getting upset because some of the teachers getting sick, and they're whatever, however you want to play into that, it still is something It's very important to get as much in your body as you can. The word to the wise, vitamin D, and if you can get it, one of the things Jack Stockwell talks about is the company Standard Process, which doesn't like to advertise, but they're the only source that I know of that does vitamins all naturally from food.
Right. That's what I say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
The synthetic stuff is really, really hard on your kidneys. And if you take synthetic vitamin D, and you know, my husband is vitamin D deficient, and I tell him it's because he sits inside and watches sports instead of going to the beach with me. But anyway, so he got his physical, and of course he's vitamin D deficient. So the doctor prescribed him 50,000 IU pills, So he's supposed to take one of these per week, and I actually told him there's no way you're taking that. And I ordered the cod liver oil capsules from Standard Process through Dr. Yep. Jack, through ForbiddenDoctor.com. And that's a natural – cod liver oil is so good for you. That is the natural food source way to get really good vitamin D. And I take a fish oil. I know, Doug, you're big on fish oil, too.
I am.
It's important. Yep.
Well, it's also helped me keep the plaque. I have no plaque anywhere in my thoracic cavity. Good for that. It hasn't done quite as much as I would like to have had it do with my carotids, but it still is a very eating a lot of fish. I had two or three different kinds of fish over the weekend. Yeah, that's a great way to do it. Now, I was looking at some other food news that is connected to the pandemic. Do you see the new Burger King? They've redesigned. They're building new stores. There's one not far from me here. They're re-imaging, rebuilding some of the restaurants because of what happened with COVID and the way people eat out. Not only do they, if you go to a Chick-fil-A, I saw somebody else was talking. Remember I said a couple, 3 weeks ago, I went by a Chick-fil-A and I saw all these people outside that are working for the Chick-fil-A in lines taking your order. It's become like a production, like a car, or like an assembly line. Well, apparently because of all of that stuff, Burger King, I don't know what McDonald's is doing.
McDonald's has been hurt the most. A lot of other fast food chains have done well through the pandemic, but McDonald's has really suffered.
Yeah. Well, the new Burger King is going to look like you look at some of the pictures. I was looking at some of the pictures over the weekend of the lines. It's kind of looking a lot like Chick-fil-A. Double lines, grab your burger and fries at the window, and you can go get in your car and you eat, or you go out. You know, they're spreading out the restaurants a little bit. I mean, I don't know who wants to eat in a Burger King, but that's just me.
Well, they should bring back like the drive-thru, or what were those things called? You know, Sonic has them. Sonic food is just
the drive-up, basically.
Yeah, the drive-up. Yeah, that's what everyone should be doing.
Now that you mentioned that, the root beer company, A&W had.
They have like the roller skate waitresses.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's right. Right. And Papa John's is going to open 49 new sites because the pizza business is as good as it does. You look at the advertising. This is the clue. This is actually the clue. I get paid by the word, so I put two words together. Say it again, Doug. The clear clue. Just like what you were saying, you couldn't get that last name of whatever it was, Victoria. Business, because of COVID, Northeast, especially where I am, but all over the country, they have new, location of Philly and southern New Jersey, but they're...
Papa John's is like, you know, it's weird because when they fired
Papa... It's a franchise outfit, pretty much, right?
Right, but when they fired Papa John himself... Yeah. That I think a lot of people thought might be the end of the brand, but this new CEO, who's only been there for just over a year, in August it was a year, they've really expanded a lot of different things, and they have, I don't know if you've seen the ads, Shaq is now involved,
he's an investor, and they're all advising that they make these restaurants touchless as much as possible, whatever new stuff you saw.
Well, everything's digital, yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, order online.
People are making the pizza, but everyone's ordering online or through the app.
Tim Hortons,
Papa John's
the same.
Over the weekend. Yeah.
You go to Tim Hortons, they're mostly in
There's
the
no Tim Hortons in Jersey near us.
Really?
Yeah, there was one in Manhattan.
New York
that
State.
Is that a drive-thru? I always think if it's like, I don't know, is it?
No, not really. I could see how they would do that, but mostly they're in malls. They're on highways, where you
it's
stop.
It's a New England thing.
It is kind of. Northeastern thing, anyway. Mm-hmm.
It's fast, though. It's fast food, right? I know I've seen them. I've just never been to one.
Kind of. Yeah, kind of. The Patriots, this is a little sports conversation. First game of
the
season. They also were... Bill Belichick went out onto the field, and Kraft, the owner, went out on the field. When Lift Every Voice and Sing was performed, they all stood up. And I'm looking at a picture of Belichick and Kraft, and then a bunch of black players. I don't know whether they told them take a knee, you'll get fired. I could hear that. Anyway, but the staff was out there, the players are out there. I don't really lift every voice and sing. Is that what is that? That's the new song we were talking about last week.
They're calling it the national anthem.
Isn't that like an old gospel song? Phil, can you pull it up so we can hear it? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm struggling with the idea of two national anthems. I just can't. I feel like that is more divisive than everyone standing for the only national anthem.
But then why do we have America the Beautiful and the national anthem sung every year at the Super Bowl? No one seems to care about that.
I don't know why they do that.
But I think the national anthem is the national anthem. Yeah, but the headline reads, Patriots stand for both national anthems. We don't have two national anthems.
No, we have one.
Unless we're going to have two countries. Is that where we're headed? Is having two countries?
I think people are making much too much of that. Yeah, this is what I was thinking of. A lot of big gospel choirs always perform this.
It's a lovely song, but it's not the national anthem.
Nope, it's not.
Right, but Jen, neither is America the Beautiful, and no one seems to care about that. Why is that performed every year at the Super Bowl?
But it's not necessarily you're not forcing people to stand for America the Beautiful. The national anthem is the national anthem. I'm not contending that America the Beautiful is. I think it should be.
I think our national anthem sucks. I think America the Beautiful should be.
Well, that's a different story, but yeah.
Anthem. That's another story. Today is, we're moving back. Speaking of songs, this is the date in which Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner after witnessing the British bombardment at Fort McHenry in Maryland. Interesting, we'll be having that conversation.
That's where Mike Pence gave his speech at the RNC, and
right.
The flag was still there. It was kind of cool to see that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, the very first lighthouse, today is Lighthouse Day, kind of, 1716, first lighthouse opened in Boston Harbor. Sailors were thrilled, neighbors were not particularly, and that's when people started putting blackout blinds on their windows. Hey, can you turn that thing down? People saying. I find it interesting that we have all this discussion, though, about the national anthem and what's important to people. We are really developing two countries, I think. We're getting to the point where we were before the Civil War, and it's interesting that after all this time, it's about black and white relationships. Very troubling. The television news today focuses in part on an announcement that Nicolas Cage is going to be playing the role of Joe Exotic. You two ladies, I love this. The Tiger King series going to Amazon, apparently.
I'm happy it's going to Amazon because everyone has Amazon, and I'm glad it's not going to some
Amazon.
Random.
I guess I do.
Yes, you
Amazon.
Do.
Yes, I do.
Because everyone has, you know, I'm just glad it's not going to some other random new streaming thing that is going to make me add another $15 a month to my bills. You know, I'm happy.
Well, clearly, we're watching it. It's what Victoria was trying to say.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage is so Exotic, and this is the one where Tara Reid is going to be Carol Baskin. That is such a train wreck dumpster fire combined that there's no way I wouldn't watch that.
Really? All right. Exciting. All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
Speaking of Carol Baskin, Dancing with the Stars, she's on, and it starts tonight, ABC at 8 o'clock. Plus, football's back, Monday Night Football, the Steelers versus the Giants, and the Titans versus the Broncos.
Anybody watch the games over the weekend? A lot of people
Tom Brady, not happy. Not happy.
No, why?
Well, he lost, and they threw an interception, and it was horrible. Cam Newton, however, ran roughshod all over everybody with the
ratings
Patriots,
way down for the Major League opener, football opener last week. It's 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now 53 after the hour on the Monday DJV program, Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Tech Talk items today include recall demands. This is something that's very telling, although I think there's a little politicizing going on here, Victoria. A little grandstanding.
I don't know. This is pretty important stuff. If you've seen the images of the... Anyway, let's get into the story. So yeah. Three senators are demanding the recall of hazardous products that are made under Amazon's own brand, which is called Amazon Basics Electronics. If you've seen these images, these products have literally exploded.
What are they?
Burst into flames. All kinds of electronics. Mostly, they're a kitchen, everything from cell phone chargers, kitchen appliances.
Really?
The paper shredders. The one that exploded the most, ironically, is the surge protector that Amazon Basics makes.
So, where are they made, these things? Are they all made in China?
Probably. I do not know the answer to that, but probably. So three senators from New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts wrote a letter to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos on Friday demanding that all of these products that people have complained about be pulled from the market and, until they're, you know, essentially they want them to be recalled. And Amazon didn't respond directly to the senator's letter, but they said, you know, safety is a top priority, blah, blah, blah. Well, they have more than 5,000 products in that line. And so tech reporters found at least 1,500 reviews on the Amazon website covering more than 70 different items where people complained of safety risks. Within those reviews, many consumers explicitly called out items as dangerous using the terms hazard or fire and saying that the product should be recalled. 30 items had three or more reviews like that, and they remained on sale on Amazon.com. So it's Amazon's not doing enough. One of the items, which was the surge protector that I mentioned, a father had showed pictures of it. The entire thing was torched. It looked like it had gone through a house fire. He actually called it. He said that it sparked and turned
wouldn't
into a
blowtorch. Wouldn't you think they'd want to, without the government being involved, wouldn't you think they'd be smart enough? Are they getting that big for their britches? Who cares about 5,000 fires?
Well, if they don't have any oversight.
These things on their own.
Yeah,
no,
well,
they don't. You're right.
They
yeah.
don't. So ultimately, the guy who had the father who had the who said his kids were within range when this surge protector essentially turned into a blowtorch, he received $1,500 from Amazon to cover the damage to his home, and that was it. But the surge protector remained on sale. It remained on the website, even though more than 40 other customers reported that they also had a fire from the same surge protector. So if you're, here's the thing. If you're buying stuff on Amazon, you have to be really careful. You've got to read the reviews. And we all know, well, I don't know, maybe not we all, but it's people in the tech world know you always have to go beyond the first page or two of reviews yeah. because Amazon stacks the good reviews in the front. It's how their algorithm works. And it's completely, you know, you're not going to get a real sense of what the product is like. Also, if you're buying Amazon Basics, maybe compare that to, like, Best Buy. You know, compare it to other tech brands and other tech lines, because you might be able to also save money and buy something that's a lot more reliable. Amazon Basics churns out products like,
People get really lazy about what they buy.
Well, people trust Amazon as a brand.
I don't.
Well, you don't, but most people do. And that's why you see 1,500 different reviews on these products that are faulty. So just be very careful if you're buying Amazon Basics electronics.
Think for yourself. What a concept. How about that? Speaking of that, Microsoft has announced the release date now and the pricing for their next generation Xbox.
The Geek Out. We now know the pricing and release dates of the next generation Xbox. Last week, Microsoft announced there will be two versions of the new console, the entry-level Series S, which is much smaller, all digital, and not 4K capable, and the Series X. That's the big boy, featuring the highest level computing and graphic power. Priced at $300 and $500 respectively, they also arrive with an option to finance with no upfront cost at $25 and $35 a month, for 24 months. That fee also comes with Xbox All Access, which is essentially their subscription service to Game Pass and other services. Both consoles arrive on November 10th, and we've tweeted the details over at The Geek Out.
You're cordially invited to Dell's semi-annual sale. Save an extra 17% just like Dell employees on XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus top brand electronics and free shipping on everything. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, back at her with a Disney Plus story, Victoria.
Yep, Disney is currently testing a new feature that will allow Disney Plus subscribers to create tiny private watch parties. Screenshots of the feature started appearing on the Disney Plus subreddit yesterday or over the weekend, and it's it shows up to six people joining the watch party. And Group Watch is now, that's what it's actually called. It's being tested in Canada for some Disney Plus subscribers, and they say they're going to roll it out this fall. So if kids are at home watching stuff, they can do it together.
All right, that's that story. 59 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.